just update on the injury report. Ryan Clady left the game with a thigh, did not return. Brandon Marshall left the game with a foot injury, did not return. And then Peyton Manning did leave the game with a thigh injury, but did return. I think that was it from the game. Any questions?
You said we got word at halftime that he wouldn't
start. Well, I think we were unsure at halftime, to be honest with you, until he made the Calvary entrance there at the start of the third quarter. You know, I don't think anybody was sure. We kind of prepared otherwise, but I think it's a tribute to, you know, the kind of toughness Peyton has and, you know, the kind of competitor he is that he gutted it up and I thought did a tremendous job in those conditions.
Did he have an IV before the game?
Yeah, I mean, he was pretty ill all evening. You know, he dealt with that, obviously. When you get dehydrated, we do IV guys. And, you know, so he already came into the game with a little bit of being under the weather.
Is that why he left to go get another IV? He left before
that? Not really. I mean, he left because he needed some work done on his thigh. And, you know, our medical people did a great job and pretty miraculously got him back out there.
Did you think about having Brock go in there for a handoff there on fourth, you had two cracks at it there.
You know, you just make game decisions. You know, I think it turned out good. You know, who knows, you know, how there's different circumstances, how we'd handle it. But, you know, it wasn't just a matter of the quarterback position. We were struggling a little bit in some areas, you know, with their particular front in that particular situation. So, you know, I just felt better about on the road getting points. You know, in that kind of game, our defense was playing pretty well.
What's your thoughts on lockdown?
Well, you know, it's our goal every year. You know, I think, you know, regardless of where, but I know for, you know, here at the Denver Broncos, it's been our goal to start every season because you win your division, you're guaranteed a spot in the playoffs. And really, I think everybody's hope and dream before the season, you know, journey starts is, you know, to be hoisting that trophy, this championship trophy. So, you know, we got close last year, came up short. Obviously, in our goal list that our players set and our coaching staff have done a tremendous job of motivating them for that. Obviously, it's a great accomplishment, but you know we still have more season left in both regular season and playoff season.
Coach John Elway gave you the game ball.
What did you
think of that?
Well, you know, I'll let him address that a little bit more, but very kind, and I think John's done a tremendous job carrying on, you know, really the culture Pat Bowlen set here 30 years ago, and this really is for Pat, and you know what he's done for the Broncos. I think, you know, hiring John was a masterful thing that Mr. Bowlen did, and I think he's done a tremendous job.
Can I go back to Pat? How did you find out? Did you talk to Peyton after you were on the field, or did you have
him? No, we're kind of busy, Woody. You know, we don't have a lot of time for conversations, but you know, we go in, we make adjustments. I talk to the team, we run out. You know, typically you don't know really for sure until you get out on the field. And like I said, we were prepared, all right, for him not to play, but, you know, obviously if he could play, he would, and he did.
Did you, because you knew he was sick, did you change or alter your game plan at all? Go heavy again with the run when you might have.
No.
Anything like that?
You know, not slighting it. I mean, it's never fun being sick, but, you know, I think, you know, a lot of guys during this time of year, you know, November, December, I don't know how everybody's house is, but, you know, we have to go through our locker room just like most homes and families do, and you deal with it and move on. I mean, it takes, you know, these guys are tough guys, and Peyton's definitely earned that for sure.
You, after Trevathan left him, Todd Davis in the lineup, a guy he claimed off waivers.
Yeah, I think, you know, we've had our issues at linebacker for the whole season. I think a guy like Brandon Marshall, you know, he left the game. You know, Todd Davis we just acquired a few weeks ago. You know, and so you have a next man up with only 46 guys suited up. You have to rely on guys. You know, Chris Clark came into the game for Ryan Clady. And, I mean, we said you do that all the time. That's the NFL.
Coach, last week Coach Belichick said that the game here at Falcon felt like
I can't really speak to that. I just know we have great fans. They travel very well everywhere we go. You know, and we're proud they do.
Give me one more time.
All right.
So when did you learn that Peyton was sick? Was he sick before you got on the flight to come here? Or?
Oh, no, no, no. He got sick last night. Yeah.